Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Sometimes something so big happens, it takes a while for people to just shut up about it.
I know. I mean, it's like when I was famously in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Like, that was, what, 18 years ago? And we're all still talking about it. All of us.
Well, what's crazy is that's obviously what I was referring to, but our producer, Michaela, was like, no, you have to talk about Slapgate. And I was like, okay, it's not as big, but okay.
Right.
Because, yeah, we have another gate, and it's been a couple of days now, but clips of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars are literally everywhere.
Yeah, like, truly that clip is now burned in my brain. Like, I don't need to see it again, because it's just right there. Yeah. And I know this whole thing is not going away anytime soon because now the Smith family is starting to talk about it.
Yeah, and is the case with everything in this world. Celebs who have nothing to do with it are taking sides and sharing their opinions.
Yes, them and podcasters.
We are on the same level.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, March 30th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like, every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Give me that hot goss.
Okay, well, I think it's safe to say the slap heard around the world is still ringing in all of our ears.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was truly flabbergasted when Will Smith walked on stage and physically assaulted Chris Rock live at the Oscars on Sunday night. And of course, this was after Chris Rock made a joke about Jada's shaved head. And then obviously what we're all waiting to hear is what Will has to say for himself. It didn't take long.
No.
Although, I don't know, he could have said something at the Oscars.
True.
Because he did address it kind of vaguely. But Monday afternoon, he released an official apology, which he posted to his personal Instagram. And in the post, he calls his behavior unacceptable and inexcusable. But he does give a reason for his actions, saying, jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. Of course, we all know he's referring to Jada's alopecia, which is an autoimmune condition that causes her to lose her hair.
Right. So then he does apologized publicly to Chris. He said, "I was out of line and I was wrong. I'm embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There's no place for violence in a world of love and kindness." And he adds, "Violence in all forms is poisonous and destructive." He also apologizes again to the Academy. He apologizes to the producers of the show, all the attendees, everyone watching around the world. So he apologized to us, basically. He also apologized to the Williams family and his King Richard family, which I assume is the whole production team. And as we know, he won Best Actor for that role in King Richard. And he played Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena.
I mean, I feel like one of the there are so many facets of this, but what sucks is, like, he's been campaigning for an Oscar for so long, and he finally gets one, and it's completely clouded by this.
Oh, yeah. It's Will Smith, to me, like, you can just see it in his eyes. Like, he's not happy. He's not a happy person right now. And I think
currently?
Currently. I think him and Jada, I'm not a marriage counselor.
No.
But they don't seem good together. It seems toxic. And I think he's really upset about a lot of other things. And I think it culminated and came out at the Oscars.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this is one thing that I've learned as a pseudo therapist is, like, when we see these reactions, it's like when we were watching Floribama Shore there was that scene in the van that we didn't even get to see. We just heard about where it was like, obviously this isn't just from what happened in this event. Like, this is built up. Like, it's like that. Like, I feel like there's obviously so many other things that are going on that lead you to the point of this.
Yeah. There's always a Floribama Shore scene to relate back to the real world and everything else that's happening.
It is so relevant. So now that Will has apologized, we're, of course, wondering, okay, Chris Rock, what do you think about all of this?
Yeah.
There was a fake statement from Chris that went viral. This world, I'm sick of it.
I can't.
Like, what nerd is like, I'm going to pretend to be Chris and apologize and respond to the apology? Like,
right. It's so weird.
Why don't you go back to your mother's basement and do your chores? Yeah. So Chris hasn't said anything, although his brother, Tony Rock, did have a little something to say.
Yeah, so last night, Tony, who's also a comedian apparently, responded on Twitter to several questions about the incident. Someone asked him if he approved of the apology, and he was just like, no. So he obviously doesn't speak for Chris, but,
yeah,
you know, we have no idea how Chris really feels about it. Like,
right.
I want to know, though.
I know. I'll get to that. We'll get to this. and then, of course, the third person in all of this, the silent partner, is Jada, who was the butt of the joke. And she's generally pretty active on social media, but she's only made one simple comment since the slap.
Yeah, so Jada was silent all day on Monday after the Oscars. But on Tuesday, she posted a slide to her Instagram that reads, "This is a season for healing, and I'm here for it." She didn't add a comment or directly address the incident, though. But also, Will needs to heal, and I don't think you're helping.
Listen, I don't know why it's too much to ask. Like, if you're going to air your laundry on the Oscar stage, the least you can do is give us more than this vague ass, "I'm here for healing."
Yeah.
Like, are we talking about Chris's cheek healing?
Are we talking about emotionally healing?
Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
I don't know. So we all know that Jada hosts the show Red Table Talk with her mom and her daughter Willow. And I know there has been some talk about them saying they'll open up about it on Red Table Talk, which, I mean, hey, I respect it. If you got your own show, save the juicy stuff for it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to this. I keep wanting to say stuff and we're going to get to it. And it's like, I'm trying to hold it in. So Will waited a day and then tackled this with an apology. But his family is still keeping it pretty vague for now. So his kids, Willow and Jaden, they both made comments on their social media without directly addressing the slap. Now, Willow, she shared a cryptic quote about kindness on her Instagram stories on Tuesday.
Yeah, so she wrote, "You know who's going through a lot right now? Literally everyone. Just be kind." And her brother Jaden tweeted, "And that's how we do it." And he tweeted that on Sunday after the Oscars. He also posted, "My dad's speech made me cry," but that comment's been deleted. I'm assuming "And that's how we do it" was in regard to winning an Oscar. I don't think he's like, that's how we do it. We slap bitches.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was referring
There's
to.
There's no way. I mean,
Come
I
on,
don't know.
Kids are nothing but trouble. Like, if my dad did this at the Oscars, which he would never do. This was like, violence was a huge thing. He was very against. Good, for good reason. Mm-hmm. But I would 100% be like, damn straight bitches. And then I'd be grounded. Because my dad would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Although if your dad slapped someone, he probably wouldn't be like, hey, don't say that.
I know.
He'd be like, high five.
Yeah, he'd like it and share it.
Yeah, right.
But even if all of the Smiths are playing it safe and staying pretty quiet for the moment, lots of other celebrities and random people on Instagram and Twitter have not been afraid to share their thoughts. I mean, we've got Jim Carrey, who spoke to Gayle King on CBS This Morning on Monday, and he had some... I was taken aback at how strong his feelings are about the slap.
So Jim told Gayle that he was sickened when Will received a standing ovation after he won an Oscar later that night, saying, I felt like Hollywood is just spineless and mass. And it really felt like this is a really clear indication that we aren't the cool club anymore. Which, does he just mean Hollywood isn't the cool club? Is that what he means? Who? Who's he talking about?
The only one calling Hollywood the cool club is Hollywood, so...
That's a great point. He then went on to say that Will should have been escorted out of the room and arrested on the spot. And we all know Chris did not press charges, but Jim told Gayle he'd already have sued Will for $200 million. And he added, because that video is going to be there forever. It's going to be ubiquitous. This is just more proof that everyone is so Sue happy.
I know.
200. Like, where did he get that figure from?
I can't tell if it's like when I talk about numbers and I say the most ridiculously high number, or he genuinely is like sat down and he was like, okay, so if this were to happen to me, I'll live this many years, and that's how many years I'd have to look at the slap online. So, like,
no,
where is that number from?
He's serious. Like, if it was, I would have been like, I'm going to sue him for $4 billion dollars. Not like 200 million. That's like...
Well, if you said that to Gayle, she'd be like, okay, Brooke, $4 billion
trillion. She's like, who are you, Oprah, my best friend?
Yeah, but Jim, like, I don't know. I feel like comedians, I feel like, and I feel like I can say this as a comedian, are taking this so seriously. Oh. And maybe I'm not taking it seriously enough where they're like, now I, like, what's next? We're all going to get assaulted on stage as we deliver our jokes. And it's like, okay, really? You think you're going to be delivering at the caliber of the Oscars? Come on.
Well, honestly, it's funny because there's a better chance of getting slapped in the face at the Comedy Store than there is at the Oscars, if we're being honest. Like, that should have been your fear anyway.
Exactly. And what's, I mean, not interesting because it's truly like, I feel like it's split down the middle still. Mm-hmm. But Jim's not the only one on Team Chris. A bunch of other comedians have spoken up to show their support for him. Kathy Griffin tweeted about it being a very bad practice to physically assault a comedian, which...
or anyone is maybe a good point to make.
We're really putting comedians in this whole, like, species. Adam Sandler, who we famously attended his child's birthday party as valets, he showed his support for his friend yesterday. He did not address the slap incident, but shared a promo image from Chris's upcoming Ego Death World Tour on his Instagram, captioning it, "Can't wait for this. Love you, buddy."
And then comedian David Spade also spoke up to defend Chris, saying, "Comedians don't have a medical chart for everyone in the audience." Some people have suggested that Chris didn't know that Jada had alopecia. Mm. I'll be honest, I didn't know.
I didn't either.
I didn't realize
it was... texted me, and I was like, oh.
We were like, oh, okay. That makes a little more sense about the upset. Mm-hmm. And then it's also been pointed out that Chris most likely didn't write the joke. As we know, award shows like the Oscars, they have a team of hired writers who do come up with jokes and bits, and they put them into the teleprompter. The presenters read them, but there's also a rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And we know, because we're divas, and we're like, can we change some of the copy in that teleprompter?
Yeah, I was going to say, we know firsthand now how this works, assuming the Emmys are just like the Oscars, which obviously...
Yeah, obviously.
They are.
Well, the first year they were.
Yeah, second year. It's in someone's garage. But it's one of those things where I don't know how I feel about this, because there is a rehearsal and maybe they didn't show up because not everyone shows up to the rehearsal on time. But I feel like somebody of Chris Rock's caliber,
yeah,
like, would know what he's going to say. Like, no prompter would just, like, throw in words he hadn't seen, I don't think.
I agree. And, like, you know, there's talk that he apparently threw in the Jada, I love you. Mm-hmm. But if you have the foresight to read the joke that's coming and you need to put in Jada, I love you, then maybe you know deep down, mm-hmm. you've seen the joke, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily want to say it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Even if that's the first time you saw it right then.
Yeah.
And you're a comedian. You can think on your feet.
Preach. So the attention from this whole thing, I think, has been truly shocking to me. Like, I guess it shouldn't be. I think, you know, we're 2 years into a pandemic. We're looking for anything that's mm-hmm. not war, gas prices, or politics.
Right.
And this checks all three boxes. So what's truly wild is... what has changed? So Will's Instagram following has shot up by a few million.
That's...
And ticket sales for Chris's upcoming comedy tour have skyrocketed.
Yeah. So TickPick, which is really a great name.
Hell of a name.
Yeah. They tweeted that they sold more tickets to Chris's comedy tour overnight than they did over the entire past month. Mm-hmm. And the ticket prices have surged since the Oscars. The minimum before was $46. Now it's $341. Mm. And Chris's tour... kicks off tonight, actually, in Boston.
Yeah. So this is what I keep saying, like, we'll talk about later. Like, I feel like Chris and Jada are both purposefully not saying anything, because it's just going to be whatever they say the first time they speak about this on their shows is going to be, it's going to go viral. Like,
right.
It's going to get picked up by a lot of news stations. So they're, and it's like, of course, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Use it, I guess, to your advantage any way you can. I mean,
you got slapped. Like, yeah. Take the narrative.
I think it's also just kind of proof that, like, there's no bad press.
Yeah. I mean, the press about us not winning a second Ambie has just gotten us more riled up to be amazing.
I've skyrocketed at least 10 followers since then.
Killing it. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.